This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one for you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for spending a little time right here with me. And coming up, we have more of our night songs. It's our third and final journey into the darkness.
Plus, we're counting down the big hits from the first week of April in 1960.
And as we resume our climb up the Hot 100, we stop at number 8 and find the Platters down by the shore.
I saw the harbor lights. They only told me we were parting. The same old harbor lights that once brought you to me. I watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart is whispering from me. I long to hold you dear and kiss you just once more. But you were on the ship and I was on the shore. Now I know they'll steal your love from me.
From Los Angeles, the Platters and Harbor Lights at number 8 this weekend, 1960. It's the group's 7th top 10 and would turn out to be their last one. Well, the weekend is upon us, so let's head into town and pick up a few items from this week 65 years ago. Well, we stop by the department store and find that women's Easter dress shoes are on sale for $7 to $9. Spring suits for girls are $9, boys' spring suits $13, and a men's three-piece sports suit $30. Well, summertime's coming, gonna have to cut that grass. Maybe invest in a power mower? There's one for $39.95. Well, we might have to do some painting this spring. Get a good price for a gallon right now at $3.59. In the electronics department, Admiral's 23-inch console television, $239. Want to be able to watch the ball games on that. Motorola's clock radio is $19.88, and a Timex waterproof watch is $9.44. Well, we've made it to the grocery store, and we pick up a half gallon of milk for 49 cents. Eggs are 55 cents a dozen. Chuck steak, 43 cents a pound, and sausage, 49 cents a pound. 5-pound bags of sugar and flour are each 49 cents. We can get 2 loaves of bread for 33 cents, 2 heads of lettuce for 29 cents, and Miracle Whip is 45 cents. Bananas are going for 10 cents a pound, oranges 59 cents a dozen. Ah, some Jell-O, J-E-L-L-O, 4 for 28 cents. Luster Cream Shampoo, $1, and a box of Tide is 59 cents. Oh, and something for the dishes, too.
Was I embarrassed, seeing my sister-in-law wipe spots off my best glasses.
Don't blame your dishwasher. Let Procter & Gamble's Cascade end spots, end streaks, end film as no other dishwasher detergent can. Only Cascade contains chlorosheen to change water into clear, rinsing sheets that slide away grease and food particles, leave dishes visibly cleaner than with other detergents. Every leading dishwasher maker recommends Cascade.
All right, check Cascade off of our shopping list. I think we've got everything. Oh, let's swing into the music store. Pick up the latest from Steve Lawrence.
Footsteps, footsteps. did you say goodbye to me? Now I'm as lonely as could be. And as I feel a teardrop fall, I hear your footsteps down the hall, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why? Say my evening prayer. I hear your footsteps on the stairs, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why?
Our second Brooklyn native on the countdown this week. First, it was Connie Stevens, and there, Sidney Leibowitz, or as we know him, Steve Lawrence. That's Footsteps, at its peak of number 7 on the chart this week, 1960, the third top 10 for the 24-year-old Lawrence. Also on today's show, we have Night Songs. It's our third installment of this musical theme. Obviously, there's plenty of tales to be told about After the Sun Goes Down, including this one from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. The Story of a Starry Night.
Bring back the story. of a starry night.
That's Glenn Miller's orchestra featuring the vocals of Ray Eberle, The Story of a Starry Night. And the melody was adapted from Tchaikovsky's Pathetic Symphony, and it was recorded in 1941. The very next year, Gene Krupa's orchestra recorded this nocturnal tune. Featuring Johnny Desmond, this is Night of Nights. Released in 1942, but recorded in the final days of 41, that was the Gene Krupa Orchestra, featuring his boy vocalist at the time, Johnny Desmond, and Night of Nights. As the night time is the right time, once again, on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our stroll down memory lane takes us back to the springtime of 1960. And we're going to head right into the movie theater and see what was playing this weekend 65 years ago. Before the main feature, we get a short subject, the newest from Bugs Bunny. He squares off against Yosemite Sam and Horsehair. An excellent Disney short subject, Mysteries of the Deep, a 24-minute dive into the waters of the Bahamas. Now for a full-length show, Disney gives us Kidnapped with Peter Finch and James MacArthur. And another one for the whole family, A Dog of Flanders with David Ladd, Donald Crisp, and Ted Beichel. For musicals, there's Can-Can with Frank Sinatra, Shirley MacLaine, Louis Jordan, and Maurice Chevalier. For comedy, there's Once More with Feeling, Yul Brynner, and Kay Kendall. The black comedy, Our Man in Havana with Alec Guinness, Burl Ives, and Maureen O'Hara. A lot of fun with Tony Curtis, Dean Martin, and Janet Leigh, and Who Was That Lady? And there's Please Don't Eat the Daisies with David Niven, and here Doris Day and Spring Byington.
Operator, I'm calling Murray Hill 39970, New York City.
Are you out of your mind sending him off alone? Are you sure you have thought this out?
Alfred North, please.
Well,
Mrs. McKay calling.
Thank you, Alfred. Are you sure you shouldn't review it? Oh, I don't know you as well as I did when you were a child, but you were one of the dumbest children I ever met.
A girl's best friend is her mother.
There's also an Ingmar Bergman comedy called A Lesson in Love. But he also gives us the thriller The Magician with Max von Sydow. There's more drama with Wild River starring Montgomery Clift and Lee Remick. 12 Hours to Kill has Nico Minardos and Barbara Eden. And Home from the Hill stars Eleanor Parker, George Peppard, and a womanizing Robert Mitchum.
That young hothead was laying for me this morning. You know him?
I see him around.
What's his story?
He loves his wife.
Well, I gathered that. I'll tell you something. I can't even remember which one she was.
Well, he's only got one woman, so he has no trouble keeping them straight.
But you think that gives him a right to take a shot at me?
I would have.
Also playing this weekend up on the big screen, Sink the Bismarck with Kenneth Moore, Dana Winter, and Carl Mahner. And inspired by the film comes the song of the same name. At number six this weekend, here's Johnny Horton.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship a-making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down.
We found that German battleship a-making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
34-year-old Johnny Horton out of Tyler, Texas, and Sink the Bismarck. Record number 6 this week on the Hot 100, which was its peak on the survey. It would top out at number 3 on the country chart. Now, back when we did the movies, we heard a clip from Please Don't Eat the Daisies starring Doris Day. And it just so happens that this is her birthday weekend, born April 3rd, 1922. And, conveniently, we have one of her night songs.
There was a moon out in space, but a cloud drifted over its face. You kissed me and went on your way. The night we called it a day, I heard the song of the spheres, like a minor lament in my ear. I hadn't the heart left to pray. The night we called it a day. Soft through the dark, the hoot of an owl in the sky said, though his song no bluer was he than I. The moon went down, stars were gone, but the sun didn't rise with the dawn. There wasn't a thing left to say.
From 1957 with the Paul Weston Orchestra, that's Doris Day, The Night We Called It a Day. Well, now for something completely different, but still a night song. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five take us to the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday Night Fish Fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, 'cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women were screaming,
screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going there, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen that scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Give me one of them damn fish sandwiches.
Get away from that, boy.
Jumping with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. They recorded that in 1949. And it's one of our night adventures on today's Seems Like Old Time. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to the first week of April in 1960. And now let's take a look at sports. America hosted the Winter Olympics back in February in Squaw Valley, California. They were the first to be televised. The Soviets won the most medals, followed by the USA, then Germany. The American hockey team, lightly regarded, upset Canada. Our guys benefited from a hit of oxygen just before the third period. And they went out and scored six goals en route to a 9-4 win. Carol Heiss won the women's figure skating gold medal. And Frenchman Jean Vornet became the first Olympian to compete on metal skis. He won the gold in the men's downhill. Well, from winter sports to the boys of summer. And baseball is about to get going. And the White Sox will have new road uniforms with the players' names above the number on the back. An idea by the team's owner, Bill Veeck. Meanwhile, Ebbets Field has been demolished in Brooklyn. They had a ceremony on February 23rd. Meanwhile, out on the West Coast, Dodgers owner Walter O'Malley has bought an area called Chavez Ravine, future site of the new home for the Dodgers. In the NHL, Montreal dominated the regular season. They swept Chicago in the semifinals and then would take out Toronto in four straight for the Stanley Cup, their fifth straight. In the NBA, Boston won the East, St. Louis the West. They'd meet in the championships with the Celtics beating the Hawks in seven games. In college basketball, for the second year in a row in the Final Four, California ousted Cincinnati and Oscar Robertson. But the Bears were no match for Ohio State and Jerry Lucas, as the Buckeyes claimed the national title. And Bradley won the NIT title, beating Providence in the final. And next weekend, Arnold Palmer will birdie the final two holes and win his second Masters by one shot over Ken Venturi. And that's a check on sports from this weekend in 1960. And we're back on the countdown now, picking up at number four with Gentleman Jim Reeves.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go.
What a big hit that is for 36-year-old Galloway, Texas native Jim Reeves. He'll have to go at number 4 on the Hot 100 this weekend. It's at number 1 on the country and western chart, one of the 14 weeks it would spend there. And the number 1 album this weekend in 1960, the cast recording of The Sound of Music, featuring Mary Martin.
My day in the hills has come to an end, I know. A star has come out to tell me it's time to go. But deep in the dark green shadows are voices that urge me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound or one more lovely thing that the hills might say. The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that lies from a church on a breeze. To laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones in its way. To sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before. My heart will be blessed with the sound of the music, and I'll sing once
Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music, the title song featuring Mary Martin. And after just about 5 months, it's the hit of Broadway, playing at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater, and the cast recording is the number one album in the nation. Our theme today is Night Songs, Part 3. Here's one from Benny Goodman with Helen Ward, Night Wind.
Thank you. till the night wind bring back our love.
It's been too long since we heard from Helen Ward with Benny Goodman's orchestra there from 1935, Night Wind. Well, this next one comes from 1941, and it's by the Alvino Ray Orchestra.
99 until tomorrow, 99, oh, what sweet sorrow.
Alvino Ray's orchestra featuring the vocals of Yvonne King on Nighty Night. We're reveling in the dark part of the day on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the website. It's oldtimesradio.com. When you go there, you'll see our list of affiliates, our schedule of upcoming shows, and of course the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address is craig@oldtimesradio.com. And here's our final night song. It comes from Rudy Valley.
Thank you.
fighting our place of love. Night winds seem to have gone through this to eyes brightly with love a-gleaming. Come to my arms, my dear one, my sweetheart, my own. Vow that you'll love me always and be mine alone. Deep night, whispering trees above. Fine night, bringing you nearer, dearer and dearer. Deep night, deep in the arms of.
That's Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from 1929 and Deep Night. Finishing up our celebration of night songs on Seems Like Old Times. And now we're up to the number one song from this first weekend of April in our spotlight year 1960. And in the news headlines this weekend, the UN Security Council called upon South Africa's government to scrap its strict racial policies in order to live in peace with its millions of black citizens. The council adopted a resolution blaming mass shootings of blacks and other racial unrest on South Africa's white supremacy laws. On March 21st, demonstrations began in the town of Sharpeville. They were protesting the new laws requiring that every African carry a pass at all times. The crowd refused to disperse and then began throwing stones at police, who then opened fire into the crowd. In the two-day demonstrations, about 70 people were killed and hundreds were injured. And since then, a mass work boycott by black South Africans has crippled industry there. Here at home, Secretary of Welfare Arthur Fleming said the federal government must assume a larger share of the responsibility for charting the course in education. And he suggested tripling the nation's expenditures on education. The word payola has become household as congressional investigations are underway in the radio and record industries. The committees decided to look into radio DJs who took gifts from record companies in return for playing the records on their shows. Fearing the worst, record companies began to come clean. And pretty soon, 25 DJs and program directors were caught in the scandal. There was Joe Niagara in Philadelphia, Tom Clay in Detroit, Murray the K in New York, and Stan Richards in Boston. And it was announced this week that Dick Clark, the king of America's DJs, would testify. Clark has adamantly stated from the outset that he's never received money. And he was never charged with a crime. But he did give up any business interest that he had with the music industry. And in this first weekend of April, our eyes are turned to the skies.
At Cape Canaveral, a Thor-able rocket stands ready for launching. Its payload, a 270-pound satellite, Tyros, man's first weather eye in space. The television and infrared observation satellite, TIROS, carries two incredibly miniaturized cameras the size of water glasses and tape recorders, also in Lilliputian scale, broadcast back pictures of weather conditions in the upper reaches of Earth's atmosphere. Large-scale views of weather in the making promise meteorologists today the same breakthroughs in air art that the telescope gave astronomers centuries ago. The launching is flawless. Tyros goes into almost perfect circular orbit some 400 miles out. One of the most precise feats of rocket guidance yet achieved places the weather satellite in position for its historic task.
Ed Herlihy on the Universal Newsreel. Tyros was launched this weekend in 1960 and operated for 78 days, which was just a little bit longer than the reign at number one for the song at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 this weekend. It's the Percy Faith Orchestra and the theme from A Summer Place.
Thank you.
still one of the all-time great dancing songs. Theme from A Summer Place, that was the Percy Faith Orchestra. And the Toronto native would be celebrating his 52nd birthday this week in 1960 with a number one smash, his third American chart topper, and it headlined the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 weeks, including this weekend, 65 years ago. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll see you again here next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.